Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, today we're going to talk about another column from psychreg.org. Right.
Our friends in the United Kingdom.
That's right. And this one is entitled The Power of Negative Thinking. Written by Dean Griffiths.
You had to, you know, when you encounter an article with that title, you had to stop dead in my tracks.
Right.
Said, wait a minute.
Right.
This must be a misprint. The Power of Negative Thinking.
Yeah.
But there is a question mark.
There is.
In the title.
But I really dig these kind of things because it's like, I have been accused of being too optimistic sometimes. It drives some people in my life crazy sometimes. But
I've never accused you of that.
But I think that this whole idea of looking at negative things in a positive way, I like it. I like it a lot.
It turns it inside out. And I guess I've thought about this before, but never to the extent that I would write a post like this about it. But it's an absolutely fascinating concept and a great read.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, wait. Yeah, he's right.
Yeah.
You know, you get one of those aha. Oh, yeah, he's right. That is true.
Right, right. And so Dean Griffiths is who wrote it. I don't even think that he's a, he works with some mental health professionals, he's like a CEO and works for a place called Energy Fusion.
Administrative type by the sounds of things. And I thought, wow, what a great contribution.
Yeah. So here is really interesting perspective on this whole thing of positive psychology and positive thinking versus negative thinking. Mm-hmm. And he hits it from the beginning as far as challenging that social norm of, hey, let's be positive all the time.
Yes, right.
And so what we're talking about here is he offers for us a perspective that looks at the upside of negative thinking.
Right.
You know, what can we, instead of disregarding and pushing those negative thoughts aside, mm-hmm. what can we do to make things better? Or what can we do to, how can we use negative thinking in a positive way?
That's right. And we've said many times on the programs that sometimes when you're a little bit down, a little bit depressed, a little bit anxious, use those negative emotions to figure out what's going on in your life that you mm-hmm. might need to address.
Right.
So even, even those stronger emotions, sit down and try to figure out, why am I feeling this way? What do I need to change? Mm-hmm. What got me here? What do I need to change to improve?
Right.
And it's sort of in that vein that he writes this, that there is value in thinking about the negative parts of your life as well. Don't just ignore them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We used to always, I've mentioned my kids on the podcast before, and we used to joke with my daughter because she's somewhat of an anxious person, but she's a very no nonsense type of person,
mm-hmm.
and so we always joke that that sort of standoffishness that she has a little bit of really protects her strongly against peer pressure. For example, everybody in the school could be doing something, but if she doesn't want to do it, she is not doing it.
Right.
And so, it again is sort of this idea of looking at some of these negative mm-hmm. thoughts or traits or characteristics and looking at the positive side of it. One of the things he mentions is that people who are more negative or critical tend to be less gullible.
That's right.
Tend to be less easily swayed by other people.
It's harder to take advantage of a person who's thinking about, sometimes we call them more realistic, not necessarily negative, but more realistic. And we see certain people like engineers and scientists who tend to be more skeptical by nature. And so it's not that they're negative, it's that they're willing to look at all sides of an issue. And I think there's value in that, because for a person who everything is great, you do tend to get taken advantage of. You do tend to get taken advantage of by other people, by unscrupulous people. You know, if the world is great and everybody's good all the time, you are a little more vulnerable. Whereas if you're willing to look at the negative side of things, you avoid some of those problems.
Absolutely. So he offers some key points to consider that I think are pretty
good advice.
The first one is that it's not negative to ask yourself logical, rational questions.
Go ahead and take a closer look at it. You know, there's nothing. It's not negative. It's, you know, let's look at all sides of it. Yeah, I'd like to have a new car, but let's think about the financing. You know, you're not being negative, but you're looking at all aspects of it.
So I think that the idea of really, because we talk a lot about critical thinking, and that's what critical thinking is. Critical thinking is thinking logically. Does it make, does this information makes sense based upon what I already know, and instead of disregarding it immediately, you integrate it, you see, and you weigh it, and you evaluate it. So, thinking logically.
I'm smiling because in science, we do test the null hypothesis. What isn't. Not what is.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I like that you mentioned the null hypothesis. That's really good.
I'm afraid
we should do a podcast called The Null Hypothesis.
Let's do that.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
Yeah, we should do that. That would be good. Because people,
The second key that is offered here is that being negative is good if it serves the purpose of creating positive growth.
That's right.
So using negative, negative thinking or negative something for a positive outcome.
That's right. When, for example, if you're hurt by somebody, especially, you know, girls have relational aggression and boys have physical. You're hurt by somebody, you have a negative experience, turn it into something positive, you know. And so I think that's what he means by number two, is that go ahead, take, embrace the negative and make your life better because of it.
Yeah, using anger and frustration to drive innovation, to drive change.
Or failure. You mentioned Edison the other day about 10,000 things that didn't work. It's okay, you know, use the negative to get to the positive.
The third thing is that being negative is one thing, but being realistic is another. So there is a difference, and I like that he differentiates negative for the sake of being negative versus realistic. So being skeptical or being logical or challenging conventions and thoughts in a way that, again, moves things in the positive direction, but is realistic.
That's right. And in these first three, what he's advocating is, it's not, the problem is not with being negative. The problem is if the negative keeps you stuck. What we're saying here is use the negative to get to a better place. Okay. Where negative becomes a problem is when you say, oh no, I can't do that, or no, I don't want to do that.
You use it as a limitation.
That's right. It limits. And that's the only problem with negative, is that it limits.
Now, the fourth thing takes a little bit of a turn, and it's, again, it's a turn that I like. And it says, being positive is not automatically good, especially if it is used as a mask to hide behind and to pretend that nothing needs to change.
That nothing is wrong, that everything is perfect, you know.
Because one of the things that I talk about differentiating with patients is the difference between happy and comfortable. Is what you're doing really positive? Is it really good? Or are you just comfortable with it and you don't want to deal with the discomfort of change?
Those
are two very different things.
And that's, you know, the positive keeps you, like we just said about the negative, if it keeps you from moving forward. Well, the being too optimistic, being too up, can also keep you in your comfort zone. And maybe it's, maybe you need to leave your comfort zone.
You need to push those limits a little bit.
And you have to encounter the negative. You have to encounter some failure. You have to encounter some challenges. You know, if you're always succeeding, then maybe the bar isn't high enough. But this was great. The power of negative thinking.
It's really good. It's a really good idea. check out the article. It's in, the link is in the show notes. Have a read. He links to some different studies and things that are out there sort of supporting some of the ideas and things that he's talking about here. But it's really good stuff.
Fascinating stuff.
So, all right.
Very good.
So, until next time, think positively and negatively.
That's true.
But stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.